bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
I'm black, and I've had some very patient callers on the line. Again, we're talking about domestic violence against black women, and we just had the national statistics from the CDC. And just to go over these again, I said, and this is so with it being from the CDC, it's not just talking about here in Milwaukee, but it did bring up some of the homicides that have taken place here in Milwaukee. According to the CDC's National Intimate Partner and Sexual Violence Survey, nearly 54% of black women experience intimate partner violence at some point in their lives, including physical violence, sexual violence, or stalking, compared to just over 48% of white women, 42% of Hispanic women, and nearly 58% of Native American women. All of those stats are truly disturbing. Let's go to the lines, the Truth Talk text lines, if you want to join in this conversation, 833-212-1017. Sherman, thank you for being patient. Great evening. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts on this topic?
Hey, how you doing today, Homer?
I'm blessed.
Yeah, my thoughts is I was in a relationship on both sides, me being the abuser and me getting abused.
Okay.
And I can tell you one thing that made me sick. When she gave me the set of black eyes and a busted lip and threw me on the floor and stomped me a couple of times when the police showed up, I was the best person she ever met after that. Mm. And so that's all it took.
Mm.
But she used to hit me in the ear. She hit me in the ear one time so hard, I swear to God, I thought I lost my hearing.
Wow.
She was a big girl.
So yeah, she was abusing you?
Yeah. No, some of what Vicky was saying is true. She was in an abusive relationship before me, and she brought that over into this relationship. So it started with her, and I fed into it.
So when you say it started with her,
hang on.
You're saying so it started with her. So she initially started out abusing you, if
yes.
I'm getting this right. And then after how long before you said, well, you know what, I'm not going to just take this laying down, so to speak. I'm going to protect myself. So now I'm going to start showing her that you can't just beat me. I'm going to beat you.
Yeah. It started after, I think around maybe 4 to 6 months into the relationship.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So after that, like I say, after what we used to have fights, like two grown dudes fighting up and down the street. And, like I say, after I didn't come home one night and she gave me those two black eyes. When the police showed up, I was happy as can be. Because I thought I was going to die that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand that some of what Vicky was saying, because it is true that sometimes I really don't know how to say it, but all I do know is that when she was in a relationship before me, that was part of their ritual. Mm-hmm. And when we got together, it maybe, like I said, maybe 4 to 6 months, we was into a relationship. Don't know what happened. She hauled off and hit me, kicked me in the throat, all kinds of stuff. And then after a while, I just started doing the same thing she did. It turned into a back and forth.
What made before that relationship, were you dealing with anything like that in any of your previous relationships?
Never.
Then what made you stay? And these are all just real questions because, in my opinion, it will help other people. Because trust and believe, I'm willing to guarantee you that it's unfortunate, but there's so many people that have that same story. So what made you not leave after experiencing the domestic violence from her to say, I ain't used to this, I'm out?
The truth of the matter, I was in love.
Okay. I can respect you saying that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a crazy thing because if you heard me off the radio, I can tell you something, but I don't want to put a business out there like that. Mm-hmm. But just know that she wasn't a perfect person and I wasn't a perfect person too. But if you put it on the scale, her imperfections was way worse than mine. Mm-hmm. And I had literally fell in love with her, and there was nothing you could do or say to come along and make me believe that you just didn't do what you said you did with her. I wouldn't believe it. But after a time, I just, like what Winky said, I had got jealous. My jealousy is what it was, because I felt that I couldn't live without her. Mm-hmm. I thought that she was my all.
So how did the relationship finally dissolve?
After the two black eyes, I went to prison after that.
Okay, was that from your your retaliation? Is that what sent you to prison? Your retaliation to her?
No. I went to prison for something else. But when I say the black eyes, there was no white in my eyes. Mm-hmm. None of that. Only thing you've seen was the pupil and the rest of it was blood, and I looked like a raccoon.
So how do you handle, so after that, are you currently in a relationship or a marriage?
Yeah, I was married and I'm in a relationship, but most of the time I just walk out the house. I'm not even arguing with nobody no more.
Okay.
I'm not arguing with you. I'm not going to get upset. I'm not doing none of that. I will leave.
Okay. Which is the right thing to do, in my opinion. Yep. But thank you, Sherman, for sharing your experience. And again, hopefully it'll help some other people come to grips and share their experiences and how they got out of it. Because the end game for me with any situation is, what are the solutions? So thank you very much, Sherman. I'm going to go to Cedric, who has been very, very patient. Great evening, Cedric. Welcome to the Truth 101.7 FM. Great evening, man. Love you. What's your comments on this?
Good evening, and how are you doing today?
I'm blessed.
Okay, this happened to my friend, and currently the case is still at the court. So okay. This is what happened. Mm-hmm. I just want to ask you, like, how do you think you should have handled it? So he promised his girlfriend that he will attend his girlfriend's little brother's birthday when he comes back from work. So he did test shift, but unfortunately, his coworker didn't show up, so he had to do second shift. So he left in the evening. I came back 3 p.m. in the afternoon. So while he was trying to grab some sleep, he slept like 2 hours till like 5 p.m. So his girlfriend came in and said, oh, you promised you're going to, you know, attend my younger brother's birthday? And he said, yes, that's true. Okay, let's go. Remember, after 16 hours of shift, he had only 2 hours of sleep when she walked in and demanded him to get up. And so he was like, okay, I already promised you I'm going to hold my whole end of the bargain. So while they were dressing up, she went inside and grabbed some clothes to wear. So she showed my friend, like, what do you think about these clothes? He said, they are good, but could you please grab the iron and press it because the clothes were squeezed? I don't know how that would trigger her. So she started screaming at him, oh, I told you I don't know how to iron my clothes, this or that. So he was like, are you listening to yourself? It's just to press your clothes. It's very easy. But, I mean, it all happened that he was like, okay, if you don't want to press your clothes, I am not going to the bed anymore. Just go on your own. I'm already tired. I want to go and grab some sleep. So she refused him to sleep. He was tired. And while everything was going on very, you know, they're getting loud, he called the cops. He called the police. So, you know, first of all, he told her to go back to his, to her house. He told her, go back to your house. I don't want to see you right now. Just go home. I'll just give you some space. She refused to leave. So now he called the cop and said, please, my girlfriend is causing a scene here. I want you to come here and remove her because this is my place. She doesn't live here. So the cop talked to her on phone because they heard her voice at the background. And she assured the cop, like, okay, I'm going to be leaving. You don't need to come. That's what she told the cop. Immediately, she dropped the call. She refused to leave. She started the scene again, started screaming, started shouting. So my friend said that since she refused to leave, she dressed up. He wants to leave his house for her. She refused him to leave. She locked the door. He picked up the phone to call the cop. She kept hitting the phone. She kept knocking the phone out of his hand. At least, according to my friend, more than 3-4 times that she wanted to call the cop back to report that she's not leaving. She kept knocking the phone from his hand. I think he got frustrated and he slapped her. Then everything was seen. He was screaming. Now the neighbor called the cops. They came and they arrested him. So my question to you is that, how do you think you should have handled that scenario? He was trying to leave. She refused him to leave. She was trying to call the cop back. She kept knocking the phone out of his hand. Now, my friend is in jail. They are charging him with 2 counts, domestic violence and disorderly conduct. And he's a CEO, correctional officer. Now, they work at the same place. They have filed a restraining order against him. Okay. According to him, I did everything right, but what should I have done in this situation?
Okay, what I'll do is I got to get ready to take care of some bills, and I will answer that question. Thank you for your call, Cedric. I will answer that in my opinion on how I would have dealt with that, and also ask some of the other Truth Nation, how would you have dealt with it, and how do you think that he should have dealt with that situation? And I'll re-recite it so you'll kind of be able to follow along. We got to get ready to take care of some bills. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yep. We're going to take care of some bills. You're listening to The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. We're inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub, the legendary Home of Blow, sponsored by Cousin Subs. The lines are open, 833-212-1017. I'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Calling all black-owned business owners and entrepreneurs. Are you looking to share your story and grow your reach? We have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-Owned Business Give Black. Each quarter, 4 lucky business owners will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. To sign up for your business spotlight interviews, visit blackbusinessgiveblack.com. That is blackbusinessgiveblack.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure on The Truth. For official rules, head to the blackbusinessgiveblack.com. Associated Bank, member of FDIC. I'm black. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub, the legendary Homer Blow. On The Truth, 101.7 FM, filling in for The Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. And, of course, the lines are open, 833-212-1017. But Cedric was the last caller, and he was talking about a situation and, you know, how should this have been dealt with. So the situation in breaking it down from what I understood of it, is that his friend has this woman that, you know, he's dealing with. And they don't live together, obviously. So he ended up working a double shift. He normally works third shift, but then somebody didn't come in. So he ended up having to work a second shift. And then when he got home, there were some situations to where it was about iron, and she don't like her clothes iron and things of that nature. But anyway, so he was like, okay, I'm going to just kind of, you know, chill out. I'm not going nowhere. I done worked all these hours. I'm tired. But her, she began to kind of antagonize him and say, like, you know what? I ain't going nowhere. And argument, disturbance began. So they going back and forth, and he was like, no, you need to leave. I want you to leave my house, and I ain't going nowhere. So the disturbance continued to go until his friend ended up calling law enforcement, called the police, and was like, hey, she's over here. I want her to leave my property, and she's saying that she's not going to leave. And you could still hear in the background where she was still going at it and saying things. And so he ended up, the law enforcement police ended up saying, well, can you put her on the phone? They ended up talking to her on the phone and told her that she needs to leave. And she was like, okay, like she was going to go ahead and leave because that way they didn't have to end up sending anybody out. So as soon as the phone hung up, it went right back into another disagreement, yelling, cussing, and I'm sure everything else. All he wanted her to do was leave. So as it continued to go, he said, you know what, I'm going to call the police again. And each time that he tried to call the police again, she knocked the phone out of his hand. And like, you ain't calling the police. He'd get the phone, she'd knock it out of his hand again. And it continued to go. It continued to go until he ended up, because of them being in this heated disagreement and her not wanting to leave the house, he ended up slapping her. And once he had slapped her, the neighbors had already been hearing this, and they called law enforcement. Law enforcement came. They took him to jail. Somebody going to have to go. But because he put his hand on her, that is where the line was crossed. If it would have still been a situation of him and her just verbally going at it, law enforcement could have absolutely told her to leave. One of the things that you have to be careful of as well, and I don't know how that related in this situation, is had they been together long enough to where she started having mail come to his house? If she can have any piece of mail that has that address, it will signify that she has some type of residency there. And so that's where you run into a whole nother snafu of situations. We're like, hold on. Well, but no, my name on the lease, but they can utilize that. But of course, once you violate and he let her pull her out of his comfort zone and he ended up putting his hand on her, that is the reason that he is facing charges. That is the reason that she was able to file for a restraining order. He can also file for a restraining order against her as well. Sure, he has a court case going on, but he can also, and he should, in my opinion, he should also file a restraining order against her. Oftentimes, situations will be one-sided, and it's just the one person, because if she is doing the things that Cedric was saying that she was doing, then she can antagonize him even more by coming to places where she know that he frequents or that he may be at. And the crazy thing about it is he'd have to leave if he's going to not violate the restraining order. So again, when filing for his restraining order, and there's so many men that I know that feel like, man, I never filed a restraining order against a woman, you better wake up. You better wake up or you're going to be locked up. You're going to be locked up because, again, if you end up trying to handle it any other way besides doing it legally to show that, hey, I have a restraining order. She's violated the restraining order. She's beating on my door right now. I told her she can't be around me and this, that, and the other. She comes to the place where I play darts or I play pool. And, again, I know she has a restraining order on me, but she knows that this is my hangouts or whatnot. So you got to handle it legally as well, regardless of the fact of saying, man, I don't want to try to put no woman in jail. I don't want to. You going. And she ain't going to feel bad about it either. So, again, you have to just handle it legally. I know it's frustrating, but you have to have your receipts. I am big on making sure that people have receipts. You got to have receipts. Because if you don't have receipts, it's your word against theirs. So if you have to call law enforcement, call law enforcement. Have it documented that you were definitely trying to do the right thing. You feel what I'm saying? So that's one of those situations. Once he ended up losing his temper to the degree where he struck her, again, that's why he's in court dealing with this situation right now. Had he just ended up eventually still getting the phone and listen, like even with the knocking the phone out the hand or whatnot, you know that 911 is an emergency call. You don't even have to unlock your phone to be able to call 911. It'll call 911. And when she knocks the phone out of your hand again, it's all being recorded from the 911 dispatch. So, yeah, once you cross the line, whether they're trying to push your button, because, again, a lot of people know how to push people's buttons, and you go ahead and engage after your button has been pushed, 9 times out of 10, you're going to have a court situation and you're probably going to end up going to jail. So, or you're going to be on probation. So you got to understand that. It's time to get ready to take care of some bills, ain't it? We almost time to take care of some bills. Okay. Again, the Truth Talk text lines are open. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. Again, we're talking about domestic violence, and people got to keep their hands to themselves. And fellas, you cannot be afraid to, when a woman is pushing your buttons or trying to antagonize you, they know how to do that, which is what some men have been expressing. But if you don't handle it the right way, you will be, as Akon would say, convict. I'm locked up. They won't let me out. And I don't want to see that for you. And I also don't want to see you putting your hands on somebody else. But everybody should keep their damn hands to themselves. First and foremost, keep your hands to your damn self. That's it. That's a rule of thumb. Don't hit nobody and then cry foul if somebody hits you. They probably still don't go to jail, but I'm just saying. I got to get ready to take care of some bills. It is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. I am your cousin sub of the day. I'm a club sub, the legendary Home Blow, sponsored by Cousin Subs. Got to take care of some bills. We got callers at the Truth Talk text line. I'll be back to take those calls in a moment.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Mic check.
I'm black. Welcome to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris. Of course, he's on assignment, and I am the legendary Home Blow. Hold it down. Your cousin sub of the day, Club Sub, sponsored by Cousin Subs. And as we talk about the Truth Talk text line, T called, said, good evening. Sometimes it's love, but honestly, more often it's fear. And the man described how anyone affected by it handles relationships moving forward. It scars the person and the children, and it never goes away. That's crazy. Shady O on the True Talk text line said he tried to leave, but she refused him to leave. She put her hands on him. Actually, it's the state that filed a restraining order against him. Okay, and we're going to go back to the True Talk text lines. We got Mac. Mac, great evening. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your thoughts on this topic, talking about domestic violence? Mac, you there?
Hello?
Yep. You're on the air. Welcome to
Truth. Can you hear me?
Yep. Welcome to Truth 101.7 FM. You're on the air.
Hey. God bless you, brother. Can you reiterate the topic for me again? So
Talking about domestic violence and the alarming numbers that are here. The health divide. More than half of Black women face partner violence at some point. And a new gun rule could make it even worse. And just so some of the statistics from even Wisconsin, to women, Black women who have been killed by domestic violence, the statistics are just alarming from the CDC as a collective. 54% of Black women experience intimate partner violence at some point in their lives, including physical violence, sexual violence, or stalking. 48% of white women, 42% of Hispanic women, and nearly 58% of Native American women. So we're talking about, what are some of the solutions? Have you ever been violent towards your partner?
Hey, brother, yes, great topic.
No, I'm asking you that question. Hang on. I'm asking you that question. So you've hit a woman?
Yes, I have been jealous hearted. I have had the jealous spirit, been jealous of a woman. I conducted surveillance. I monitored her, I watched her. In the relationship, my woman, I knew she was cheating. So I watched her when she punched in her code on her phone. It took me like 2 months. I got it. I went in there and I actually saw the porno that she made with the guy. I actually saw the adult film that she made and I asked her about it. She's like, what are you talking about? I showed it to her. She's like, that's not me. So I was asking you, brother, and I forgave her. I said, look, I have cheated before too. I forgive you. So what, And I had an overwhelming feeling like, wow. And I forgave her. What do we do? And I was even on the phone when she accidentally dialed him and then they talked about it. Mm-hmm. And I forgave her, but And I had the ability to forgive and let it go. But what do these young guys do when we have the evidence in front of us, but we need to work on forgiving?
You leave
of the woman.
You leave. It's a simple word. Leave.
Mm-hmm.
Leave. You ask, what do? You leave. I continue to hear people, talk about, I often bring up the Mary J. Blige song from the Waiting to Exhale soundtrack. Great movie. And the song is Not Gonna Cry. Now she's talking about I'm not gonna cry. But in that song, she was like, 11 years I gave to you. But she also said, I should have left you a long time ago. So my thing is, some people stay in situations, and then when the things that'll happen when you stay in a situation, it's like having a wound. It's like having an open wound. If you don't treat it, And you know it's there, but you don't treat it, you're probably gonna get gangrene, and you're probably gonna have to get your arm or your leg or whatever limb it is. You're probably gonna have to get it amputated. Yes, so if you don't end up dealing with the issue right away, if you knew that mentally you were torn up and that you couldn't deal with that and you couldn't truly just forgive that person, then you need to leave.
Yes, sir.
I don't like when I hear people try to stay in situations and you know that you're just waiting till you get a new safety net, and that means another relationship, another security blanket, and then end up after you lied to this person and said, we can work this out. If you really know that you can't work it out, it's not in you to work it out, you gotta leave. You gotta let it go. Stop waiting for your get black moment. That's what tends to happen in a lot of these situations, in my opinion. People waiting to, I ain't got my lick black yet. Hang on, let me get my lick black. Once I get my lick black, then Okay, yeah, you want to leave? You want to break up? Okay, we can break up now, but they feel like they got their lick black. And a lot of times in situations where, whether it's the woman or the man, if the woman is calling herself getting her lick black, now she mess around and catch herpes. She mess around and contract HIV. You feel what I'm saying? She mess around and get pregnant.
Yes, sir.
Now, how do you feel? Was that worth you calling yourself getting your lick black? And just like with men, you mess around and you too, you can end up getting herpes. You can end up getting HIV, becoming HIV positive. You can end up getting a baby. You can get a woman pregnant. And it's like, so was that really worth it? Calling yourself, well, I'm going to wait till I get my lick black. No, just leave. If you really can't forgive somebody who has abused you and it's like, no, I'm not going to stand for this because we are in situations where people know they've seen other situations, and it's like you have to learn from those. You can't tell everybody else you should leave the person, you should leave the person, but you're going to stay in an unhealthy relationship. That's just not how it works. That's not how any of this works, because you end up setting yourself up for failure, which could lead to you going to jail or even going to prison. And now you're sitting behind bars talking about, I should have just left. I should have left your ass a long time ago. But now you're sitting there with regrets.
Oh, man. Wonderful, wonderful, beautiful perspective. Thank you, brother. Love you.
You're welcome back. Yeah, thank you very much for your call. 833-212-1017. 833-212-1017. And that's the thing. Like, you know, we know love is powerful. I get it. Love is powerful. But there's a song that was written by Sting, but it was from an old cliche saying that has been around before Sting and any song that he'd done. If you love someone, set them free. You have to be able to love yourself. And this is why I also talk about how important it is, in my opinion, to love yourself first. You got to know how to love you first before trying to give love to anybody else. Because you loving yourself first, it's going to automatically set up triggering mechanisms. Be like, nope, I'm not going to stay around for that. Nope, this is not healthy for me. You'll know what is healthy for you. You'll know what love is to you. And if you go and run into any of those things that are red flags to you being happy, to you being able to know that you are being truly loved, then you have to get away from it. The longer you stay in these kind of situations, the more chances that you're going to end up letting your emotions and your anger take over now. And now you're going to start trying to handle things in a different way. And just in the end, to say, after you get arrested for doing something that you shouldn't have done, man, okay, I promise I ain't going to do this no more. Now, let's take some of these younger generation people, and it's a mutated generation. And I tell you, ladies, fathers, you know, mothers, get in your kids, your teenager, get in their business. You got to get in their business, because this younger generation, they are taking their tolerance level. It's on a whole nother level. The woman can tell him, look, I don't want to be with you no more. I'm done with this. And he's not done. And he's not going to only just hit her. He's going to end up coming by, busting out her windows while the children are in the house, shoot into the house while the children and the woman are in the house, break in the door while the woman and the children are in the house, and have a gun put to her head, maybe make her open her mouth and put the gun in her mouth and say, you ain't going to be with nobody else. Come over, because she is now trying to move on with her life, has a new guy in her life, and now he's coming over talking about he going to kill her, he going to kill the guy that she is in a relationship with now. Like, these things, you got to really handle it. And we need to change some things where prosecution is not as harsh as it needs to be, so we can save these women's lives. It's not. I mean, reading that story in the beginning to talk about this whole topic, it's a lot of situations where these people that are doing this are getting slaps on the wrist. And they're out. And now the woman is believing he about to kill me. And he going to kill my kids. So I got to go on and go black and be with him, even though he going to beat my butt. I got to get ready to take care of some bills. 833-212-1017. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue. I'm the legendary Homer Blow, and I'll be black.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I'm black. Again, this is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Inside the American Family Insurance Studio in the heart of downtown at The Avenue, I am your cousin sub of the day, the legendary Homer Blow, and I'm a club sub sponsored by Cousin Subs. There's a video clip that Xavier was able to pull up for me, and I want to end up playing that clip. Gene, I see you on the line. I'll come right to you after we show this clip. If you're on YouTube, you can watch and and, of course, those of you who are just out in Truth Nation land, you'll be able to hear the audio. But if you are on the YouTube talk text page, you'll be able to see the actual video. But it's definitely something that relates to this whole conversation that's going on. So, Xavier, let's play that clip. Yep, just getting the audio lined up.
So. Shoots. An abuse victim. What if I told you a cop fatally shoots an abuse victim who's fleeing her abuser? Here it is.
Oh, 1584, he's trying to hit someone. Just fired. Get back. Just fired. I got about four subjects running around. He was trying to run over a subject. Get out of the road.
He's a damn lie. Put it up full mass.
Yeah.
One.
That was crazy. Cop fatally shoots a black woman who was fleeing her domestic abuser. Tragic. I want to go to Gene, who's been waiting patiently on the Truth Talk text lines. Great evening, Gene. I love you. I appreciate you. What's your comments on this topic?
Love you and appreciate you too, Homer. Very important topic. You mentioned about the prosecution needs to tighten up.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, a family member is going through a domestic violence case in court.
Mm-hmm.
And the perpetrator, person that committed the violence against my family member, it said that he knows how to manipulate the system by requesting a new attorney to
wow.
drag the case out.
Wow.
Hoping that my family member maybe drop the charges or something, but just dragging it out every month.
Wow.
And I said, when you go to CCAP, you can see how many times sometimes folks will get a new attorney. For whatever reason, but in this case, it's because he wants to drag out the process and maybe hopes that she won't continue, with the prosecution, prosecuting.
Mm-hmm.
But Homer, love you, and this is a very important topic.
Thank you very much.
You have a good evening.
You too. I love you more. Appreciate you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
You too.
It's good to hear, like, you know, how the system, again, there's some things that need to be worked out. And there are a lot of people who have given up on the system, and they say they're not going to protect us. They're not going to protect us. And they end up being, some of those people end up being re-victimized in those situations. And the people tell the victims that, oh, I'll be out as soon as I get out. I'll be over there again. Who gonna stop me? Police can't stop me. Your family can't stop me. And these are real situations that people who are going through domestic violence and abuse situations have to deal with. That is not good at all. That is not good at all. And, you know, we talk about the different things that are going on in and around our community, but how many people are really, you know, advocating for these victims? Who's advocating for these victims and not re-victimizing them? And then you got people who try to justify the violence that they inflict on other people. Well, they shouldn't have done this. They know I get mad, and they just made me mad. They pushed my buttons, and they knew I was going to do something. And that's your excuse. That's your logic. That's what you want to hang your hat on why you ended up beating a woman nearly to death. That's why you slap a woman around. That's why you, with closed fists, continue to punch her, break her arm, bust her eye socket, break a leg. And your legitimate excuse is, she shouldn't have made me mad. She just kept on. I told her to shut up. I told her don't talk to me like that because I'm a grown-ass man, and you don't talk to no grown-ass man like that. And I told her, say one more thing, I'm going to punch you in your mouth. And she said one more thing, and I did what I had to do. Listen, you dead wrong. You deserve to spend time in prison. You didn't leave. You didn't, even if it's your own apartment, if it's your own apartment, I'm just saying, so you couldn't get to law enforcement while you were in your house because they didn't want to leave. You know how your home was before you left. So if you come back and your home is destroyed, she could be charged with all of that as well. But when you end up taking it into your own hands and saying, I'm going to be the one to enact my personal revenge, my vendetta for destroying this. Well, who's going to destroy it when you locked up in prison? Your home is going to be violated. Your freedom will be violated. We got to do better. And I'm telling you, if you have some of these teens that are in these relationships and even young adults, this new mutated generation of boys and teens and Toys R Us adults that are out here, they are terrorizing your sons and daughters in these violent relationships. We got to get involved. I'd like to thank everybody from Troop Nation to holding it down with me as your cousin sub of the day, Club Sub. Sponsored by Cousin Subs, the legendary Home of Blow. I will be black on tomorrow. Again, holding it down for Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Ladies, get out. Get out. Find ways. There are organizations that will help. There are people that want to help you. You got to get away. You got to get away. I ain't saying that it's easy, but at least start the process. There's help for you, and I need you to know that. Don't forget, on Saturday, I'll be at 8617 West Brown Deer Road. My friend, my brother, Craig Berry, a.k.a. The Club Doctor. He's got 8-Ball MJG. He's got Selena Johnson. I'll be one of your hosts for the event. My brother, Corey DJ Kev, will be there. Reggie Smooth as Butter Brown will be there. And we need you to be there. Rain or shine. We got a big tent. It's covered up. You're going to be all good. You ain't going to have to worry about it if it rain or not. We're going to be all good. We need to celebrate my friend, my brother, Craig Berry, a.k.a. The Club Doctor. 25 years in owning clubs, and it ain't over yet. Still continuing. If nobody has told you that they love you today, I want to let you know that I love you, and I want you to please have a safe and nonviolent remainder of the evening, night, early morning, and hopefully the things we have to talk about in the near future won't have to be within our minute degrees of separation. I'm out for now. Holla black.
Hey, one thing for the record. My music's pretty good, right?
It is absolutely outstanding, Xavier. You've been doing a tremendous job, bruh, and you helped with the flow of the show.
All right, I just want to get that on the record.
Are on the record. It is documented. It is a part of Troop Nation history. Y'all give some love to Xavier. Thank you very much, my brother.